It's March 16th, 2016. The Saskatchewan Rush continue to impress. Maria Sharapova gets busted for PEDs. And there's a goose on the loose, and we're going hunting. This is Bridge City Sports Talk.
Hi, everybody.
Ooh, everybody.
It's Bridge City Sports Talk.
You lost your mind.
Yep.
Your mind is loosed. Welcome, everybody, to episode 50.
50.
Big 5-0. Derek didn't make me cupcakes or nothing here in the Skybox.
50.
I thought for sure
that. Actually, I have some chips I forgot to put on the table.
No, that's fine.
Let's eat chips for 50.
While we talk.
While we talk.
That would sound really
good. And drink pop till I
have drink soda pop.
Yeah, I got some right here.
Yeah.
Orange Crush.
Orange Crush.
Yeah.
Just crush.
Let's do it.
Crush and crush. Okay, hey, we're here.
We're at number 50. We didn't think we'd be here.
Our consistency has been lacking.
Oh, my God. We need some feedback from you people. We do. We want to know if you're listening out there. So let us know what's happening out there.
But we're here now.
We're here now.
As sick and tired as we both are.
I went to bed. Couldn't sleep. Woke, had a major cramp that night. Couldn't sleep. Yeah. Boned into work the next day.
Cramps?
Yes. And then I worked the next day on Saturday, and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
And I made it through the day. I got to leave early, and then I just died for 2 days and slept, and it was awesome. I feel excellent.
Yeah, I have gross things happening in my face.
Why? Right, you look good. I know you can't see him, but he is hot. Like, Alicia, don't worry. He's the hottest man I've met in my life.
But it just, like, I feel okay. There's just pressure in my head. Sinus pressure.
Oh, hey!
It's no good. I don't know if I should say this, but the grossest thing happened. I was showering.
Yep.
And I tilted my head back to, like, shampoo my hair, and I felt all the thing that's in
my nose. Stop! My sister tells me everything about it.
My throat. And fortunately, I spit it out, but I almost puked. It was so gross.
Disgusting.
Oh, gross. Anyways, you're welcome. You're welcome for that. Hopefully you're not listening to this whilst eating supper.
Oh, my God. I'm throwing up over here.
But especially if your supper is some sort of super porgy type
disgusting
stew type thing.
You're so gross.
Oh, it was gross. Anyways, I feel great now.
Well, you do? Well, I'm glad you do because I feel horrible hearing that garbage.
So, besides sick, what have you been up to for the last 2 weeks?
Not too much sporting of the sporting type.
Well, there's not much going on.
Not too much of anything. Like, we went to Deadpool a few weeks ago.
Right, and it was awesome.
It was retarded awesome.
Yeah.
If I can... Oh, wait. I'm
can't
thinking,
use that word.
I'm thinking back to my Kurt Miller sensitivity training. And
Kurt Miller political correctness training.
Can't use that word.
Which is funny, because Kurt is not a very politically...
Yeah, well, whatever. It is what it is. So, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
And we went first time in the VIP.
The VIP theater. Yeah, we've been. I went to a Captain Phillips in Edmonton.
I
went to the VIP and it was awesome.
I like the idea of having a beer before the movie.
Right.
But I have no inclination to drink a beer during the movie.
Right.
Like, I want a big fat tub of Coke.
Right. Yeah, like an extra super big gulp.
I do not want to be like, oh, wow. Oh, beer. Yeah. Like, I love beer, but at the right time.
Yeah.
It's got to be super hot outside.
Yeah.
The beer has to be super cold.
Yeah, the lake or something.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. An occasion.
Do I know how?
A movie doesn't seem like an occasion to me. I don't know what it is. Because I can watch a movie at home.
Yes.
I don't drink beer when I watch movies at home.
Do you want to know how old me and my wife are getting? Do you want to know what we did on Friday night?
Oh, yeah, right. You're only what?
We're old. We
Ken, you're
each
younger?
Had a beer.
No.
And we started setting a puzzle.
You're old. You're right.
I know.
Never mind. You win.
You're super old.
You win.
Sometimes you just don't do anything.
Hey.
It's a good time.
Hey. Why don't you just quilt me something?
Cool.
Have a quilting bee.
That's this weekend. This weekend we'll do some quilting.
Oh, Lord.
That's funny. But actually, 2 weekends ago, we were at my sister and her newish husband, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bit of a ranch. They got like 80 head of cattle or something. Mm-hmm. So it was branding / spraying day. And that was quite an adventure to watch what was going on there.
It was what? Oh.
Branding.
Oh,
branding
no.
Because you just thought about
it. So there's a lot of hot, metally things around?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I was basically crowd control. Like,
You were crowd control.
If cows don't go where you want them to, all you have to do is like, bleh.
You're a rodeo clown.
I was
rodeo clown.
Pushing them to where
rodeo clown.
To go.
Yeah.
Or standing by the gate, making sure they didn't try to escape.
Okay.
But a couple did escape anyway.
Because you're not a very good rodeo clown.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, they were new cows to him, and they both just had babies, so they had calves. But when they escaped, obviously the calves don't go with them. It's later. And so we couldn't get them to come back. As soon as they saw us anywhere near there, they would just take off. Whatever.
What are they, birds? They just left their young for themselves?
He's got like 100 acres or whatever, mm-hmm. So they're just gone. Oh. But by that morning, the next morning, we couldn't get them back that night. And that morning, they'd come back because obviously they need to go to their calves.
So yeah. Oh, weird.
As soon as the people left, they're like, all right, safe now.
Safe now. There's only two people here instead of 25.
Exactly. But yeah, so that was an adventure. But yeah, I've never been to...
I used to do all that kind of stuff when I was, well, not that kind of stuff, right. But I was around that stuff when I was a kid. I have horrible memories.
Oh, really?
Of, like, ugh.
Oh, the farm life is, it looks hard, man. It's a lot of work.
But that's what it, like, it's not like it's undoable. It's just hard living.
There's always something to do. And, I mean.
When I'm at work, I'm like, what kind of movie can I watch tonight?
Right.
What can I do in the garage tonight? Yeah. Like, that's the extent of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But these guys are up at like 6 in the morning for the cows. And then
I gotta get up
fix this fence, and then they got this tractor they gotta fix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Farming's hard work.
Yeah, it's not like it's
yet in the summer.
It's either all preventative maintenance or, you know,
fixing something.
Or harvesting or, you know,
yes.
Doing something with your animals.
Yeah, during the summer months, if you're a grain farmer, you're. Like, I know a lot of grain farmers who are just at the lake all summer.
No.
What can you do? You just got to let the grain grow.
My uncle, who is the farmer I look to, he's not with us anymore, but he was the farmer that lived, he lived the farming life to what the stereotypical is.
Yeah.
He never went to the lake.
Really?
Like, not for weeks.
Right.
When I remember when I was a kid and I went, my parents sent me to stay there for like a couple weeks. At a time.
Yeah.
And we'd go fishing and stuff, but it was like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. And then he's gonna get back.
And then in the morning, we're out doing chores. We're fixing something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't remember just playing. We'd have supper and we played baseball. Right. That's what we did after supper.
I remember, like, my grandpa farmed and we'd be at the farm. And I suppose the adults are doing work, but it was so much fun for us kids. We're just running around and playing tag and hide and seek and all those kinds of things.
Ridiculous.
But, and Alicia's uncle is a farmer now, and he's at the lake most of the summer.
Oh, really?
Maybe he's a bad farmer.
Bad farmer.
Yeah. Well, he goes home every once in a while to do whatever, but...
He's obviously not taking seriously enough, and he should stop it.
Yeah. I think he's going to quit.
Yeah. You're going to take over, is what I heard. No. That's the rumor.
I told you, I'm way too lazy to be a farmer.
Oh, you could do it.
I could not.
I think you could.
No.
You take your dog for a walk. I couldn't even do that.
I didn't do that today.
What? Oh, your poor dog. Oh, so.
Don't tell my wife.
Oh, I hope she listens to this. Does she listen to our podcast?
I don't know. Sometimes.
Oh, I'm mad at her now. Well, she's supposed to.
Call her right now.
She's supposed to be my friend and your husband. What the heck?
My husband?
What?
You're my husband.
No way.
She's my wife.
Whatever. It sounded right when I said it.
Oh, buddy. Funny. Yes.
Your conference opponent. Get out of my house.
I don't want to.
Oh, wait.
I love the skybox.
We have a little bit of time to go here.
Oh, yes. All so, right. Sporting-wise.
I don't know.
Sporting-wise, I did go to the Rush game.
You went to the record-setting Rush game.
The what?
The record-setting Rush game.
It was very awesome.
13,000.
Almost 14.
700.
Yeah, 13,750, I think.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. It was very, very fun. And we hit, like, same as when you and Kurt went, like, just the co-op seats.
Yeah.
And yeah, well worth it. We were going to get more expensive ones, but...
Like, yeah, you were saying, but what?
Like, I tried to go online, maybe like Tuesday or something, and you couldn't buy any of the $29 ones, any of the $39 ones.
What?
Because they were already sold out. So, you had to be lower bowl, which was, whatever, 40 to 60, I think, is the most that you can pay. We didn't want to do that for our first game, so we just got co-op tickets. So yeah, you're right, you couldn't see the big... scoreboard or anything, but they showed replays and stuff on the TVs.
Yeah, that's the only thing about the co-op ones I'm not a fan of.
Yeah,
But we had a full view of the playing surface, yeah. So that's all I care about.
And it's not like you can't, like, it's not like Saskatell Center is so big that you could see everything. You know, you could see the ball, you always knew where it was going down. Like, if someone was getting whacked with a stick, you could see it.
No, I have no problem with it. I have nothing to say. I have nothing
I've never to add to your experience. A bad thing.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, when we went, it was awesome. Like, I have nothing else to say.
And even that you don't really know what's going on, or, you know, the little, like, rules, like, all of a sudden the play stops and the other team gets the ball, and you're like, I don't know what happened.
It's not an interception.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was fun, and they, obviously, they scored a lot. They won 14 to whatever it was, 8 or 7.
Well, yeah. And it's funny, like, when me and Kurt went, I was expecting more scoring. I got to be honest. I thought it was going to be like 30 to, but it doesn't get that. But
the Rush tend to be in the lower scoring games. Like, I was, like, they've given up by far the least amount of goals this year, and they haven't scored near the top either.
Mm.
So their games do tend to be lower scoring.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. And the whole, like, pounding your chest when they score, and I don't know. I had a lot of fun. And like I said, it was almost sold out. So.
It was First Nations?
Yeah, First Nations Night. So there was a few...
obviously a nod to the creators of the lacrosse
game. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So it was really good. And just the fact, like, the music's playing all the time. And
yeah, when I went to the Blaze game after, the next Blaze game...
It felt so dead.
It did. Yeah. Like, I was, like, expecting to hear, you know...
Yeah.
At least... Because they didn't play regular music during the game, lacrosse game, but you hear, like...
Yeah, it's like
a cheering,
like dubstep music.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, so
like pump you up kind of stuff.
Yeah, so
and it was kind of, you know, you kind of noticed like when they were playing Georgia when I went, and when Georgia had the ball, the music was kind of quiet. He kind of brought it down, but then as soon as the Rush got the ball, he pumps the music back.
Yeah, you can hear the like they have some kind of drum machine or sound effect that they play all the time. And
well, whenever they score, they have some sort of like goal song.
Yeah,
like heavy bass and
remember. When me and Kurt went, I was like, what is that song?
Yeah.
Or where is that from? And they explained it on Twitter, but I didn't check it, and it was gone. I have no idea where it is.
Yeah.
I still haven't found out yet.
Yeah. So there's a few things. I tried to tweet at the Rush a couple times, like, hey, what is the transition position?
I saw that tweet.
They never answered me back. But,
well, they must hate you.
Yeah, I think they were like that. Like when,
maybe there's 13,000 odd other fans. Bugging them.
But I am impressed that, like, they had, what, 9,500 at the first game? And I expected it to go down a little bit, you know, after that. Because, you know, that's the first game, the whole opener.
And then they had lost a couple.
Yeah. But it's just, like, every game it's gotten a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. I really am hoping next year they're not dummies and they don't jack up the prices. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hope there's...
Well, we're getting 15,000 fans, but everybody wants
it. Exactly. Let's see how much money we can get out of these guys.
I agree.
They're way better off making sure that building is full.
If they do that, they're just giving me fodder.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I can't argue anything.
Yeah.
I can't.
I agree. Like, you kind of went into the season wanting
I want to see
be
them.
Mad about it.
Well,
you wanted them to prove
No. I was mad at the owner because he's like, we're going to do this and this and this. You can't say stuff like that. Right. People are going to drive like to Riding Games. Don't be dumb.
Right.
Don't be dumb.
Yeah.
Like... That's a dumb thing to
say. Although I don't know, like, being the Saturday night game like this weekend was, if there was more out-of-towners than not.
Yeah, but they're not coming from Regina.
No.
They're coming from North Balfour. They're coming from PA.
Yeah.
They're coming from... I bet you they have a large First Nations following.
Yeah, probably.
Which is awesome. So they're coming from the reserves round, too.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
But don't tell people in Regina that they're going to go.
But maybe they were. Maybe they want to see what all this is about.
I doubt it.
Well, hey... Maybe.
Hey, their WHL team is in the playoffs. Ours isn't. Nobody cares about our climate.
Do you want to move to the Blades? They fortunately only have 3 games left. So, that's
really? Taking a drink there. Yeah. Because I gotta, you know, keep my... there's nothing to say about them either.
Well, they got 3 games left. They are very bad. They give up so many goals. They're, like, their goaltending is so terrible.
So we went to the game... It would have been their 5th straight win, and it was. They won that game. They came out and they scored 4-1 in that first game.
Yeah, you were saying.
And they fell apart and couldn't do anything. If their goaltender wasn't, they had Hammond net that night.
Yep.
If the hamburger didn't play
Do they call him the hamburger?
No, I don't think they call him that.
I'm just going the Andrew Hammond,
right.
Hammond route. But if they play like that, that's why they lose these games.
Yeah.
And okay, so they lost their next game. And then they got hammered. I think they got hammered in that game. And then they got hammered in the next game.
They had a two-game stretch against Brandon Lethbridge, two of the best teams. So give them that. But they gave up 12 goals one game and 10 goals the next game.
Yep.
Like, that's brutal. I don't care how young you are and any of that. That's very bad hockey.
That is craziness.
And they've given up, like, even in the last few games, they've lost, I think they've lost four in a row now. And they give up, like, 6 goals a game.
Yeah.
It's just, it's brutal.
Yeah, they have no, like, I remember the last game I went to saying to Kevin Friesen, like, our defense must be not be very good. This is our number one defenseman.
Right.
In the years past, even the Blades were, like, so-so. They always had a good defenseman. They had one great defenseman. He played all the time. Well, they had a guy playing all the time, and he was absolutely horrible. Yeah. Like, he was horrible.
Is that that Libor high?
No, I like Libor. I love Libor.
He's still expected to go in the first round. Yeah. In the last...
I actually didn't. I didn't mind Libor when I found out what his name was.
Yeah,
I was pretty excited. Hello, Libor.
He must be Czech or something.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he very much is. Yeah, I can't even remember the name of the defenseman that I don't like. Let's look it up. Well, he was horrible.
Name of the defenseman.
He was absolutely horrible. Let's look it up.
Well, I don't think any of their defense is good, other than Libor, and their goalies are clearly not good. And their forwards are...
Well, I don't know if it's their goal today. Ham seems to be pretty good.
Yeah?
But...
I guess
it doesn't matter how good you are. If you don't play... If your defense doesn't play half decent in front of you, you're not going to stop everything.
Like, yeah, that's...
If there's breakaways and two-on-ones and stuff coming at you all night...
It's all five-star chances that you're
having
to
face. Yeah.
I guess.
Listen to me. I know a little bit.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for now.
You're a jerk.
We'll see.
Don't give them any...
We'll see how next year.
Don't give them any. But
their season finale is on Saturday here against the
Blues. Oh, thank God I won't be here. I'm going to see McJesus this weekend.
Oh, you're heading out to the Edmonton to see the Connors.
And to send off Rexall Place.
Oh, yes. I guess that's true.
Look for my picture on the Bridge Cities page. I'm gonna do a Glenn Sather tribute. if for all you Oilers fans that know what I mean. Oh, Mason McCarty, he was horrible.
That's the guy?
I don't know if it is, actually.
You can probably list anybody on that list.
No, yeah, it's not that guy. Not that guy. Hold on here, I'll find it. Is it Colton Waltz? I think it's that guy.
Maybe. He's new this year. They picked him up. So
don't care. He's a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's probably the 20-year-old, and that's why he was playing all the time.
Yeah, I think that's the guy. Mr. Nichols, 55. Yep.
No good.
Clown outfit. He was a clown.
Anyways,
outfit.
Their season's almost done. They are ahead of Kootenay, so that's good. They're not the worst team.
Oh, great.
Kootenay's the only team that's given up more goals than
them. Yeah.
But the Blades have scored quite a bit more.
The Blades had a lot of promise earlier in the season, and they just didn't.
Well, it's the kids, right? Like, they couldn't keep it. But.
Well, they used to play in 40 games, not 80 games.
Yeah, exactly. So... There's always next year.
They played a couple of their 15-year-olds this year.
That's crazy.
McIsaac and what's the other guy's name? I remember reading it on Facebook.
I did see.
But he it was recently, and he played.
Pictures of the Birdies with them, and they look like 8-year-olds.
Yeah. Like, McIsaac got, like, it was against Brandon. They had Brandon and Saskatoon played a home-and-home last week. And they went after McIsaac in one of those games.
Right.
They ran. And the last game in Brandon, it was a crazy goon fest.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, on their Twitter feed, the Saskatoon Blades are like, it's getting out of hand. These two teams don't want to have any part of each other anymore.
Well, that'll suck for Brandon because they're really good and the Blades are really bad. So,
always.
And then so the Blades are obviously going to try and be gooning it up a little bit. And Brandon's like, we don't want to hurt ourselves against this.
They don't even have goons. The Blades don't have goons. They don't have it.
Anyways,
clown up.
Let's move on from them. Next. Season's over.
That's over.
Go into the offseason. Oh, I did want to mention before we part too far away from the Rush that their schedule this week. They play at Vancouver on Saturday.
Okay.
And then next weekend they have a home and home with the Toronto Rock.
Which is weird. They play Friday in Toronto and then they play back here.
Yeah.
Might want to go to that one.
Yeah.
That's Easter weekend.
Easter
weekend, so.
Yes, I know I cannot go to that game.
Oh, come on. You can never go to any.
I went to one.
Tell Alicia tell your wife, tell Mrs. Lefkowitz to give you a break. She doesn't need any more shoes. Oh, burn.
She does. She always needs shoes.
She hates me now.
She does, actually. She told me that she didn't even want me to come here.
Wow, that's good for her. I'm just going to go to my room of shame.
But yes. So, to finish up with the local stuff, there's three Huskies teams that we're still in action as of last
hockey team
podcast.
The women's basketball team. Men's
hockey team. The women's basketball team. And the...
Those guys.
The men's volleyball team.
Oh, yeah!
Still in action.
That's right.
So, we'll start with those boys, the men's volleyball team. They they ended up losing the championship game in the Canada West Finals to Trinity Western. Who? Trinity Western.
Who?
It's a Christian university out in British Columbia. But anyways.
Who?
Yep. So they lost the Canada West Championship to them. But that still earns them a spot in the national championship, which
was
this last weekend.
And they lost that too.
And they lost the bronze medal game to the University of Alberta.
Kissing their sister all the way to the bank, eh?
So they finished fourth in the national championship. Trinity Western ended up winning the whole
thing.
Yep.
They didn't just pummel us.
So actually, their men's and women's volleyball team at Trinity Western both won the national championship. So
oh, my Lord.
If you're a volleyball player, I guess that's where you got
to
go.
What? Pray to God you win.
Yeah,
oh, who would have thought?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Because there'd have been nobody who would have preyed on any of the other teams.
Yeah, well, no kidding. Exactly.
Just Trinity West.
I agree with that statement. We don't pray for anything at U of S.
So, I bet you there's a person or two who's prayed.
No praying.
No.
No.
It's a strictly atheist
secular
community.
Secular. It's different than atheist.
That's
okay. Secular.
Fair enough. Anyway,
although it's probably made up of atheists.
Let's not get into this conversation.
Let's do it anyway. Okay, anyway.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You're sick of me already.
No, I think
we just started. We only have 21 minutes in.
That's it.
Okay.
The women's basketball.
Yeah.
They beat the University of Regina in the Canada West Championship game, 73-62. So they are your Canada West champions.
Yes, I saw that. Now they got to go beat the rest of the country.
Ladies, the National Championship Final 8 tournament is this weekend in New Brunswick. The Huskies are the number 2 seed.
I want you to watch every game.
I can watch every game online.
No, you.
But.
Because I won't be here.
Oh. All right. The semifinals and finals are on Sportsnet.
Oh, yeah. So. Forgot about that. I knew that.
So you can watch those games.
I actually did know that.
The Huskies get to
what about the Husky? Is when the Zone Zap champion?
What?
The hockey.
Well, Derek, let me get to it, okay?
Hurry up, my head hurts.
The men's hockey, the women did not qualify, they are already eliminated.
I know, they're cons.
But the men's hockey team beat the University of Alberta 4-0 and 3-2 to become the Canada West champions.
I remember seeing
the
Twitter blow up a little bit with Husky stuff.
So, yes, the men's hockey team, Canada West champs. That was the first time in a while, I think, that they've been Canada West champs.
It's that, but it's been the first time they've beaten Alberta in the playoffs in like forever.
Right, yeah.
I can't remember the stat is on that.
And that national championship is also this weekend at St. Mary's, which is around Ottawa area, I believe.
Wrong.
Where is it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I was messing with you.
I was kind of just guessing.
Is St. Mary's University?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up while you blather on.
Okay. So, well, I don't really have much to say. They are
say something.
They are the number 2 seed in that as well.
Okay.
And same thing as the women's basketball. The semifinal and final will be on Sportsnet.
For yes, that I do.
Viewing pleasures.
No, Nova Scotia, dummy. Ottawa.
St. Mary's is in Nova Scotia?
St. Mary's University is in Halifax Regional Municipality.
Well, that's pretty close to Ottawa.
No, it's not. Have you ever traveled this country?
Actually,
you've been farther east more than me, probably.
I've only been to Toronto.
Oh, really? Well, then screw you. You don't even know anything.
And I went to Toronto with you. So.
Hey, look, there's one in Calgary, too.
What's that?
St. Mary's University.
No. Well, that's not the one. It is definitely an East Coasty one.
Okay, well, that's Halifax, then.
Okay.
Yeah, Halifax. You're dumb.
Okay. Well, I've been dumb before.
Google knows all.
Google is very smart.
Do not ever, ever go against it.
Go against the Googles. But, yes, so the men's first game is on Thursday.
Thursday.
Like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
That's like tomorrow.
That is like tomorrow, yeah. So, there you go. That's your, that's the Huskies beat.
Now, what were you going to talk about after that? Because I think we should go right into something.
Okay, do it. Lead us. Lead on.
I gotta take my glass off. It's making me fall asleep here. Hold on. I'm getting sleepy.
He's meaning business. Let me take a drink of water here before you get ranting and raving.
Okay, moment of silence. Bracketology.
Bracketology.
No, you go. I just wanted to bring that up.
I don't know. That starts
to work. I have to do my bracket tonight, and I got so much stuff to do after we do this.
It takes 2 seconds.
No, I don't want to just take 2 seconds. I want to win it.
Okay, well, then do some deep studies.
I know.
And then when the number 12 seed beats the number 5 seed and wrecks everything.
Well, I'm just going, my sheet of integrity will have all upsets.
So, oh, really?
And one, like, MSU. And
Kansas
to win. MSU, and that's it.
Yes, I filled mine out. I might tweak it a little bit yet, but.
Yeah.
But I'm sure anything that I change now will be the wrong
thing. What's your final four?
Oh, let me just check.
I want you to check it on Yahoo. We're on Yahoo this year. I
for sure have Kansas.
Yeah, MSU.
Against MSU.
Yeah. MSU winning by 100 points.
No, I don't think they can. Just give me a second.
No here. Seconds given.
Virginia.
No.
Oh, I have Kansas against Oklahoma.
Oh, my God. You're farting in the wind over there.
I did that once.
Oh.
And West Virginia University against Virginia. Huh? See?
I don't like what you did there.
The storyline.
I don't like what you did. What storylines? They're from Virginia?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only storyline.
That's a good storyline.
They hate each other.
It's like Kansas versus...
It's Regina versus the U of S. Say that. That. We'll know that. We don't know about these stupid colleges.
But yeah, so those are my final fours for now. Who knows? I might change them. Might listen to a podcast today and they're like, no, wait, Duke's going to win it all. And then
Duke's going to win it. Even though I know that stuff.
But yes.
Duke or North Carolina that really sucked this year?
Duke. North Carolina's a number two.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought.
Or number one. Maybe. I don't know. But yes, I'm excited. Friday, I will be heading over to Mr. Tyler Wilson's house at 10:15 a.m.
Yeah, he was bugging me.
And we'll be watching... Constantly, all day long.
I would come over too, but I gotta drive to Edmonton.
Oh, well, that sounds okay.
Right afterward.
So, that's one of the days I look forward to the most in the year, is that Friday, March Madness. Because it gets a little crazy.
You're not gonna get very much sleep.
No, sleep's highly overrated.
Oh, it isn't. It isn't. I was sick all week. It was awesome.
Yeah, but you know, you always have those moments. Like, I remember the Steph Curry taking Davidson to the Final Four, I believe, just knocking down game winners and... Nobody had ever heard of him before that tournament. Now, turns out he's a pretty good basketball player. I don't know if you've heard of him. Stephen Curry? Have you heard of him?
This is the daughter's name. I've heard of her a lot.
I don't remember. Riley. Riley!
She's great.
Riley Curry. She's great. She's so cute. Did you see her singing Happy Birthday to
your
dad?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
That's great.
Did you melt your heart? Did you melt your stone-cold heart?
I love little kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to my nephew's birthday party this week. It's going to be fun.
Sounds like a party. How old is he? 8?
9.
12.
He'll be 9.
So he's 8 right now, so I was right.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Nailed it.
Because I will never hear the end of it.
Yeah. I'm going to brag about me guessing your nephew's age
for
years.
And he's a better athlete than you.
Yeah. This is what I heard.
He's an elite soccer player.
Yeah. That's good. My nieces and nephews aren't old enough to be good at anything yet.
They're little people?
They're little people.
All right.
My oldest niece is, like, 7. That's
it. So March Madness.
March Madness. Get your brackets in.
Okay, what else you got there? Let's keep it moving here. We're dying here.
Do you feel rants coming on, or what?
I don't know. I want to see what's happening. Oh, yeah, we do have a couple of,
we got a few rant-worthy things.
Well, I want to say one thing. Because I have been thinking about it all week, and it's not been getting a lot of press, really.
Okay, that's good. That's what we want to talk about.
Except, I listened to the show on ESPN Radio. I've talked about it a million times on this podcast.
Mike and Mike
in the morning. They were talking about a report that had come out last week that there's a link between CTE and concussions.
Yes. Which is...
My first reaction was... No freaking kidding. Like, I wish I could swear.
I was hoping that was your reaction, because I was a little nervous with the look on your face. I didn't
know
what you were going to say.
Big guys are crushing their heads against each other for 60 minutes. Wow, I'm a doctor. There's a link. No kidding. Why do you think moms don't let their kids play football? Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Stupidest study ever.
Yeah. So obviously, but the NFL acknowledged it, and that was the difference, right?
Yes. Again, no freaking kidding. But
the thing that bugs me is these two guys on Mike and Mike in the Morning, Mike Golic, in particular.
Yes.
Actually, I don't think if Mike Greenberg was against that finding, but Mike Golic was like, I need to do a little bit more research. I need to know a little bit more.
What is Mike Golic, talking head on ESPN, going to look up that's going to change
and I've,
scientists?
I've never been this disgruntled towards a guy that I like, ever.
Right.
Because he's played football.
Yeah.
He's a wordsmith. He's on radio every day. He talks intelligently. I was so mad when I heard that. What other information do you need to know?
Yeah.
Guys crush each other's heads for 60 minutes. Over 100 times for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
He doesn't think...
I don't understand. Connection. Like, this is, to me, the whole concussion thing is like... Excuse me, I'm really tired.
Okay.
Like, I've been yawning all day.
Yeah.
It's just like the McDonald's lawsuit for your coffee's hot.
Right.
Like, no kidding. Like,
it's coffee. What did you expect it to be?
I'm so mad. Like, it's the dumbest. If there's the dumbest, like, they've already been to court.
Is he your weekly idiot?
The NFL, and the NFLPA have already been to court.
Yeah.
And the NFL lost because they're like, oh, we don't know. Yeah, you do. The NFLPA knows that they won. You guys are dumb. Oh, I love the NFL, but you're dumb.
Yeah.
That maybe they took too many hits to the head, like the NFL's counsel or whoever. I don't care who it was.
Well, I mean, I think they know that there's a connection, but they're trying to fight as much as they can because it's going to cost them so much money. That's the thing.
Well, no, and I know that's all that it comes down to, but when I hear a guy who's not in the middle of a fight,
it doesn't cost Mike
Golic anymore. Yeah, like, no. Kidding!
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they're on the air and they can't say things like that. Even though it's so far out there. Like, you know how many times we've heard stuff from guys on ESPN, TSN, whatever, at all. You know, say something completely outlandish that has no shred of truth.
Yeah.
There's no evidence. It's so bold, and they put it out there anyway.
So that they can fill 3 hours of radio in the morning.
And then they talk.
Whether they think about it, they believe it or not.
Then they talk about this. And there is evidence that it happens.
Yeah.
Like, no kidding. Like, I've had concussions in my life, and it's not been from playing football. It's just I've had concussions.
Just to keep
wrapping
your dome into things.
Playing hockey, playing with my friends, whatever. I've had concussions in my life. I'm not dying. Like, I understand that, but it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you get hit in the head, you're not the same.
That everybody who gets a concussion is going to get CTE.
They're
just saying it's a contributing factor.
No kidding. That's where we are there. That's my point.
That was a good rage.
Next.
Good rage.
Next.
Couple things.
Oh.
Maria Sharapova.
Yeah.
I wish Kurt was here for this.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's tennis. I like Maria Sharapova.
Whatever. She got failed a drug test for using some sort of performance-enhancing drug.
So that was clear. She was told time and time and time and time again not to do it.
Well, it was legal. She's been using it for 10 years.
Yeah.
She has some sort of... Now, this is what she claims. I don't know if this is actually for real.
She's lying.
Heart thing.
Oh, okay.
When lots of people have little, like, holes in their heart or whatever.
Sure.
This drug is prescribed to people who have heart troubles. But from what I've read, they usually are prescribed it for 4 to 6 weeks, and...
That's it.
Then they should
stop taking it.
She's been using it for 10 years. Because it helps your heart work better, right? People use it to... Whatever, to make their exercise.
But this past off season, wasn't it put on the list?
It was put on the list, bad list, as of January 1st.
Okay.
And so she failed a drug test after that. And she said, like, yes, I got the list. I saw it. I didn't really look into it, and I didn't realize this thing I've been taking had been added to the list. So she's not denying taking it at all. She's just I don't think she's even going to really fight it. She just said, whatever's done is done.
Hmm.
But at first I was like, well, you know, it just got banned. She, you know, she's been using it her whole life. Why should she not be able to use it now? But then when I heard that normally it's something prescribed 4 to 6 weeks and she's just been using it for 10 years, I think she was obviously using it as a performance enhancer.
Well, yeah.
Right? I don't know if you have an opinion on it.
I don't really have an opinion on it. But it sounds like she used it as more of a lifestyle drug than a performance enhancer.
Well, she's been using it her whole
life. I know she's a tennis. I know she's an athlete, a high elite one. Elite one of that. But, yeah, like, she doesn't play tennis.
Sound off on your phone, would you?
She doesn't play tennis every day for 12 months.
No.
But I'm sure.
She works out every day.
Yeah, sure, but. Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think there's even an off season in tennis.
No,
because I don't really feel one.
Yeah,
like you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like there's a major every like 3 months or whatever.
Yeah. So I don't know if I have a real opinion on it.
Yeah.
But once she found out, she didn't stop taking it.
No.
That's the part that bothers me. But at the same time, I'm not real mad at her.
Right. It doesn't. Does it? Taint your thoughts on her career.
If we talk about the NFL,
all those guys are using something.
Your agent, your personal trainer, your brother who's helping you, your whatever manager, knows this list by heart.
Yeah, as
they tell you what the list is,
and your trainer knows exactly what you're taking.
There is no, what is the word I'm looking for? There is no exceptions.
Right.
Because if you get caught, you're going to get penalized the first time. Now, why isn't tennis that way? You know what I mean? Like, she's got to know.
Well, she has managers and trainers.
So I know, but she's got to know. She's got to know. Yeah. That's her job.
For sure she does.
If this is a job, that's your job to know.
And she said that. She said, I should have.
I never listened to any of the press conferences. I never saw any of her.
Yeah, statements. She says she got the email from whatever the drug doping agency.
Yeah.
And she got it, and she never really looked into it. Like, she never. So, maybe.
Did she get the email? Does it say the drug in the email?
It says the scientific name of the drug.
Yeah.
And she's taking something that's called, like, Meldonium or something. That's the brand of whatever she's taking, of the drug she's taking, right? Yeah. But that's not what it would have been called in the
email.
In the official banned substance list.
Yeah, I don't know where to go on that.
So, I don't know.
From what I've heard on the talk shows, on the radio shows, is that she has made herself look dumb in terms of that she just knows that she did it and she's trying to cover it up. That's what I've heard. I haven't seen.
I'm just saying what I've heard.
Yeah. It's just like she's the one
that announced it. It wasn't announced and then she had to come. She's the one that announced it. So,
but it's a pretty big deal when one of the best players in the sport.
Well, the number two player in the sport.
Whatever, one of the best players in the sport. You know, has to do that.
And I thought it was a little funny that Serena came out and said, "You know, it's good of her to get out in front of this and like." I like the way she handled it because I have a feeling Serena knows she's going to get busted for something at some point as well. So she can't come down hard on Sharapova and go, you know, I can't believe she's using something and tainting the sport because I think
her and her sister are Amazons.
I think Serena knows.
I saw a picture of Serena Williams congratulating Sharapova or somebody,
right.
And the other girl is like a Barbie doll.
That's Sharapova. She's a Barbie doll.
And the Williams sisters are crazy animals.
Well, Serena is. Yeah. Like, she's tall.
Crazy looking. Crazy looking.
Doesn't look like a normal girl.
Right.
Serena is just a tall.
Yeah, okay.
Or no, not Serena. Venus, sorry. Yeah. Is a tall, fit
girl. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Serena's crazy
looking. So, yeah. Anyways, that's the one thing I wanted to bring up. I don't know if you want to talk at all about the Aaron Andrews getting $55 million for having a peephole video of her.
Well, it's not a big deal to me. except for the fact that maybe Jared Stoll is out the window if he wasn't by now.
Right.
Not that she needs the money.
Do you think she's still going to be on? Like, is she still going to...
Well, she's going to be on whatever she's on. She was the NFL sideline reporter.
I don't think she's still going to do that. Like, she doesn't need to.
She doesn't need to. I don't know. It depends.
And if that sort of a job is leading to all these situations that she doesn't want to be in.
But I know this about the situation. That was years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's at the beginning of her career. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's how long litigation and all that stuff takes.
Like, she's in her 40s now. Nobody cares. Like, seriously, nobody cares anymore.
Right.
Except
that video.
Except for the fact that she won such a large settlement.
And she sued Marriott. Like, the hotel is where she got the money from, right?
She didn't... if I read the story correctly, she sued the parent company, but somehow they wrangled their name off of there, and she took their name.
Oh, really?
She only sued the individual hotel.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you got $55 million from an individual
hotel? Well, it wasn't just the hotel. It was the hotel. It was... there was a guy who was...
The guy who took the
video. The employee or whoever it was.
Right. Oh, it was an employee.
There was like three or four other people on the thing other than the hotel.
But did you read that article that I think it was Richard Deitch from Sports Illustrated wrote, like after that came out? And he talked to seven female reporters or whatever about all the stuff they do. Like, obviously they don't, like, whatever, log in. I was going to say log in. Check into hotels with their own names or any of those kinds of things. But they all had a story of, like, some creepy dude knocking on their door or going through their hotel room looking for peepholes and all that stuff all the time. Like, they all had a story of some sort of weird, sketchy situation that they got into because there's creepy dudes out there trying to either just talk to them or see them or whatever.
Just think about the days of when women had such a hard time to get in the locker room.
Right.
And now they got to deal with creepy dudes drilling holes in rooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and they all had stories like that, or situations where, like, they got into an elevator and with a random guy, and the guy doesn't push a floor button. You know, like, he waits for them to push the floor button, and then he just gets off on their floor with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they all had weird, creepy stories like that, which I guess if you think about it, is not unexpected, but because there's creepy dudes out there.
And there's creepy dudes out there. Yeah.
But I just thought that was a crazy article.
And the whole Trump thing and, like, how society is regressing and stuff, it just brings, like, that's another highlight, the whole Aaron Andrews thing. You think that they'd be getting the respect they deserve now.
Right.
Where we clearly still don't respect women the way they should be.
Yeah.
We clearly are rednecks still because there's still tons of racism.
Yeah.
We're clearly not as politically correct as we thought because people think they can say whatever they want now and get away with it.
Yeah.
Like, our society's going to hell in a handbasket.
And we're just long for the ride.
And we're just, you know, we're going to be at the bottom of the handbasket.
It's so funny with this Trump thing, though. We talked about it at work this morning where,
like,
I've never seen a single person anywhere on social media, in real life, on TV, anywhere that is a Trump supporter.
Yeah,
he wins. He's winning every single primaries. So I don't know where these people are coming from.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring it up because we're not. I don't think we're progressing like people think we are.
No. In many ways, we're
dumbasses. We're still dumbasses. Okay. What else you got? We are at 43 minutes.
43. Okay. Well, I would like to talk about the whole Goose Gossage, Jose Bautista.
Oh my God.
Bryce Harper kind of. Fits into it. Just the whole idea that the old school baseball guys keep trash talking and talking down to these new school guys because they quote unquote don't play the game the right way. And it's really like Goose Gossage. I don't have any exact quotes, but he said something like,
"He used the F word."
Yeah, Jose Bautista's.
That foot was a
disgrace.
Bleeping disgrace.
Yeah. And players like that shouldn't be in the game. And that's not, like, for me, I'm pretty sure Goose Gossage is coming at it from a slightly racist, super old school, like, guy who played in the 60s.
I never got that listening to him. But I totally understand the old school mentality of, like, let's kick ass and take names. Yeah. Kind of like he doesn't sound like that.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like,
but that's
kind of
rednecky kind of attitudes.
And, like, I'm going to agree with him even when he says, you know, I never did that kind of thing. I never showed anybody up.
Yeah, that's
I don't
fine.
Remember Goose Gossage doing that.
I believe that's true.
Fine. But it's different now. Is it good or bad? Who cares? Like, why do we make such a big deal? Like, we make such a big deal out of, well, this guy's a good cat. This guy's a bad guy. You know, why do we care anymore?
Right.
Like, you know, because everybody's kind of a dummy now.
Well, and baseball's problem is that young people don't really want to watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But to me, stuff like what Bautista does, the way he plays, and what Bryce Harper does, the way he plays.
Yeah.
Are the things that are going to make young people want to watch it because they make it more fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the fact that they're like young guys coming into the 18, those like Trout and Harper, and then you got Jose Bautista. It was just emotion. Like
exactly. It's not like he planned it. It's not like he was showing up the pitcher in any way. Yeah. It was just a crazy moment and the emotion just happened. And it was awesome. It was so awesome.
It's funny he went on. They had him on Tim and Sid on Sportsnet.
Bautista?
No. Goose Gossage.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never saw
that. And I didn't watch it all, but I watched a bit of it, and he made his points again.
Yeah. Did they change well,
this,
a little bit?
Well, this is the – let me put my foot up here. I'm getting a little tired. I'm trying to get comfortable here.
At least talk into the mic, though.
I can't do it. I'm going to talk to the side of my mouth like Rick. Anyway. He's on there. He's laying out his story.
Yeah.
It's the same story. He kept bringing it up. Same thing. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Let's see. Yeah. Tim is kind of the passive guy on the show. You ever watched Tim and Sid? Like, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
But he's not, like, really bombastic or anything. Yeah. That's
Sid, on the other hand, loses his mind.
It was pretty awesome. He's, like, at some point, Goose lost Sid's ear because you could see Sid's face.
He's just losing his mind.
Like, what is he? Like, you could just see it in his face where he kind of got.
Like he said it.
Like, he said it in his mind, this is retarded. Yeah. Like, you know, that.
Yeah.
He said it in his head. And you could see it in his face that he was. And then he's like.
He's trying to figure out how can I not disrespect this guy?
I can't remember what Goose said, but Sid said something like, yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe.
Right. Like he wanted to.
And then Goose said, why, did you like that? And Sid right away, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like Bautista. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
And then they went on a little bit of a tirade, but they kind of. Yeah, they kind of went after each other a little bit. And they were, it's funny, at one point they tried to let him go and he kept talking.
Right, yeah.
And that's where I turned it. And I was like,
this is going to turn into something.
Like, if you're Canadian, you love it.
Yeah. I think if you're a baseball fan, you should love it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, no.
Shouldn't you?
Because there's a lot of guys like Goose Gossage going, that's dumb.
Yeah, but guys like Goose Gossage are dumb.
I've heard nothing. And it wasn't just from Canadian broadcasters. I heard it on the Mike and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike Greenberg's like, Goose Gossage is crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
but when it first happened, there was a lot of talk about, like, a lot of people were talking about how the bat flip was over the top and whatever. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I want to read this Bryce Harper quote.
Oh, okay. Do it.
Because it speaks exactly how I think.
Okay.
All right. Bryce Harper says, baseball's tired. It's a tired sport because you can't express yourself. You can't do what people in other sports do. I'm not saying baseball is boring or anything like that, but it's the excitement of the young guys who are coming into the game who have flair. If that's Matt Harvey or Jacob deGrom or Manny Machado or Jock Peterson or Andrew McCutchen or Yasiel Puig, there's so many guys in the game who are so much fun. Jose Fernandez, a young pitcher for Miami, is a great example. Fernandez will strike you out and stare you into the dugout and pump his fists. And if you hit a homer and pimp it, he doesn't care. Because you got him. That's part of the game. It's not the old feeling, hurrah, if you pimp a homer, it's going to get you hit in the teeth. No, if a guy pimps a homer for a game-winning shot, sorry. He stops, looks around, the hell with it, he's all in. If a guy pumps his fist at me on the mound, I'm going to go, yeah, you got me, good for you. Hopefully I get you next time. And that's what makes the game fun. You want kids to play the game. What are kids playing these days? Football? Basketball? Look at those players. Steph Curry, LeBron James. It's exciting to see those players in those sports. Cam Newton? I love the way Cam goes about it. He smiles. He laughs. It's that flair.
I was going to mention Cam Newton.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Well.
That's and I think that will slowly... Well,
and these leagues don't do anything to make it more fun. Like, the NFL has rules against... Yeah. You can't spike the ball a certain way. You can't use the balls prop. Like, seriously, like the coaches always say, as long as it doesn't get us a penalty, they can do whatever they want. It takes a lot of work to get in there.
Yeah. Well, just look at... Like, basketball's the best... For that, in that a guy can do basically whatever he wants in celebration, and there's no ramifications. Like, Steph Curry can hit a half-court shot for three, and he can run around the court and yell and, like, make gestures, and nobody thinks twice about it because it's fun and it's entertaining and he's a young guy having fun.
Yeah.
And I think slowly sports will get to that because we'll slowly get rid of all these old-school mentality guys.
Yeah.
And then sports will actually be fun. Well, because remember... Sports is supposed to be fun.
The only thing that I think it won't, I'm going to have to go against you here, is you still have billionaire owners. Unless you're Mark Cuban, there aren't any young guys owning teams. Like, and the NFL is the worst one. All these guys are old.
Yes, but like a guy who's 50 now probably thinks more the way Bryce Harper and me do. And, you know, he's going to... eventually buy a team, or, you know, like, slowly this mentality will go away. I think it will. And slowly more and more people are getting more and more money.
Maybe.
But,
I hate agreeing with you.
Yes.
I hate it.
But, yeah, I just, I think sports needs to go that way, where, like, if Bautista flips his bat, then that's fine. And if you strike him out and you want to pump your fist, well, then that's fine. You know? You guys should be allowed to enjoy when they do something that nobody else in the world can do.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the end of my let sports be fun.
Right? Okay. All right. Okay, what else you got? We're gonna kind of cut it short here.
We might have to.
I only wanted to mention one thing, because we didn't mention it last time. It's been 2 weeks. David Ash, the owner of Dash Tours, died. And he was a big rider supporter. He's a big... What hockey team did he like? Oh, I think he was a big Oiler fan.
Right.
I can't remember exactly. Somebody correct me. I just wanted to mention that. Like, he's the guy that he was the flame for, or what did he do? He was a super fan for sure. Oh, he was Gainer for 7 years.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's crazy.
But he also has all these tours to, like, Rough Rider games. Like, that was one of their main staples of Dash Tours. I just wanted to mention his passing because. I don't think it didn't get very much play on.
No, well, this is the first.
I saw it on Facebook. I didn't hear it on the news. I didn't hear it anywhere else. Right. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
Talking about old school guys.
Right.
He's an older guy.
Oh, speaking of old school guys, I would say hey to my grandpa. He's in palliative care at St. Paul's Hospital.
Oh, my.
He usually listens to this if he's up for it and if he can handle hearing a little bit of yelling for a little while. But
I'm trying not to swear, Grandpa.
But I just want to say, hey, it's he's been very positive and everything's good. And I'm going to go see him probably right after this.
So. How old is he?
He's 80. We had his 80th birthday not that long ago. So
my dad's 77, so.
Yeah. You said you're going to go help him.
I'm going to help him after this podcast. Yeah. So,
No, it's been odd. Like, my grandpa's always been a very positive, like, he's still saying, you know, these doctors are going to be wrong. I don't prove them wrong yet. So. Yeah, it's good. But I just want to shout out Gramps on the podcast.
Hi, Grandpa. Welcome. I hope you're doing
okay. The only thing he doesn't like is the music off the start. He wants there to be some stuff.
Well, I'd like to change it, too. I was thinking about it.
Do you even know how?
But remember when we started the podcast, we're like, what's legal and what's not? We're not doing this for profit, so I don't think...
we can do whatever we want.
We should be able to put on, like, Hell's Bells if we want. Like, I have no idea.
Right.
I'm going to look at... I guess I should look into it. I still got to do a logo for it.
Right. Yeah, because my grandpa was in a country gospel band for as long as I can remember.
So if I played Amy Grant, ask your grandpa tonight.
He wants some
Amy Grant.
He wants old school, just steel guitar. That's what he would.
Amy Grant is. He. I bet you talk to him. He knows Amy Grant.
Well, he knows who she is, but that would be.
He
wants just steel guitar.
Vince Gill.
Lloyd Green. Steel guitar. Yeah, exactly. That's what he wants on the podcast. Maybe we'll try to figure out how to get that on there. But anyways, Grats, just wanted to say hey. Love you.
All right. I love you too, later. But I don't know you. I don't want to weird you out.
He's not weird out.
I'm glad that you're listening. I'm glad that you're listening.
All right, folks. I think we're out of here.
Well, I'm going to mention this for next week's podcast. Yes, we are going to do one next week.
Fingers crossed.
No, I will. I'll make every, because I did today. I'm half asleep right now. Anyway, I wanted to talk about NFL free agency, but we can do that next week. There's lots to talk about there. Mm-hmm.
Including your Matt Forte meeting.
Yeah, and we can talk some CFL too, because the combine was their combine was this week.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
There's a little preview for next week.
Yeah, so listen for that. We'll be back next week for sure.
Yes.
Even if Jay, you know, becomes a complete wimp and doesn't show up, I'll be here. I just want to do one. We got to have one every week. Yep. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us this week, and have a nice week.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.